Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, the summer blockbusters are over now. It's fall season where they start playing real movies, and hopefully they want to win some Academy Awards. And TIFF has also ushered in Toronto's fall festival season as well. So we have Toronto's Palestine Film Festival, which starts tomorrow, and they're playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, followed quickly by Planet in Focus, which is environmental films, Real Asian, Imagine Native, which is Indigenous artists and filmmakers, European, which is sponsored by the EU embassies, and Rendezvous with Madness, about addiction and mental health, and some new ones like Ekran, a Polish film festival. So, boys and girls, hold on to your hats in the weeks to come for more about those and other festivals. In the meantime, though, I'm looking at two American thrillers, both about men caught in seemingly intractable situations. One's a dramatic thriller set in the world of high finance. The other's a futuristic action thriller about time travel and murder. Arbitrage, directed by Nicholas Jarecki. So Robert, played by Richard Gere, works in the financial sector and runs a gazillion-dollar Wall Street investment firm. He has a beautiful French artist as a mistress, a dignified philanthropist wife, played by Susan Sarandon, who stays at home in the mansion, and a daughter who works for the company. He drives the right car, wears the perfect suit, perfect hair. Come on, it's Richard Gere. And he looks like a big financier. Anyway, he's ready to retire, so he's gonna sell the firm. But first he has to borrow a bit of money, like a few hundred million dollars, just for a couple weeks, while the independent auditor goes through his books. But his daughter Brooke, played by Britt Marling, notices something fishy in the books. The other Wall Street dude who lent him the money wants it back, and his wife suspects there might be a mistress. And then, to top it all off, this one percenter gets in a Chappaquiddick-like accident on a country road, and his mistress doesn't survive. So any real legal investigation would spoil the deal, reveal his questionable business accounts, and maybe even send him to jail for murder. So in a panic, he decides to keep it all hush-hush. Luckily, he gets help from a mysterious young black guy, Jimmy, played by Nate Parker, to help him out of this mess. Jimmy drives him out of there before the detectives show up. Then the movie flips into an investigation that could lead to a big murder trial, even as the financial deal is pending. So it gets more complicated there. So will the detective, played by Tim Roth, with an American accent, nail him in court? Will Robert end up as a Bernie Madoff or a Warren Buffett? Will he sell the company, or will it all just collapse like a house of cards? And who is this Jimmy guy anyway? And what's his connection with Robert? And what will he do if the pressure comes down on him? Will he keep the secret or not? This is a good, simple thriller with lots of twists and an excellent cast. Most of the characters range from detestable to not very nice, except Jimmy, who's easier to sympathize with. And the interesting part, it's a 25-year-old director's first film, which is pretty impressive. It doesn't have any moral story, deep political points, or special dramatic elements. It's just a good financial thriller, but that's good enough for me. So if you like last year's Margin Call, you might like this one too. Next is Looper, which was the opening film at TIFF, directed by Rian Johnson. Okay, it's 50 years into the future. People still live in farmhouses on cornfields, and organized crime is all-powerful in some vaguely familiar dystopian world. So Joe, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is learning French for a future retirement near the Eiffel Tower, but he's not such a nice guy himself. He's a hitman who shoots people for a living with his blunderbuss gun in a cornfield beside an old diner. His victims are all men sent back in time from the future, because there's no evidence if it's back in time, and he keeps the silver bars they tape to their vests as his payment. But then one day, he's about to shoot, and they've sent him himself. Well, his old self, played by Bruce Willis. And the old Joe is packed with gold bars, not silver. That's a signal. It's severance pay. His job is over. It also means Joe's a looper who's out of the loop. He's stuck in the past. Anyway, old Joe runs away, and he's intent on tracking down the Rainmaker, who's an X-Men-type child with special powers, who could grow up into the cruel crime boss that ordered him killed. So do you get it? Sort of. It's up to the young Joe to kill the old Joe himself and to save the kid, or not. And in the meanwhile, he's staying in a nearby farmhouse with a mom, a thoroughly convincing Emily Blunt as the Middle America farmer, and a little kid who may or may not be the kid he's looking for. So who will win this fight? Is it old Joe or young Joe or farm wife or angry little X-Men child or the futuristic gangsters? Well, you have to watch to find out. Looper is directed by Rian Johnson, who did that very cool low-budget film noir in high school detective movie called Brick a while back, and the truly awful, dreadful movie called The Brothers Bloom a couple years ago. This one's a pretty good action thriller with some interesting time warp twists, like to send an instant message to your future self, you have to cut up your own arm with a knife since the scar will remain there for decades, telling him the message you want to see, telling yourself the message. And there's the run-of-the-mill telekinesis stuff. But here's the big problem. Okay, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis are supposed to be the same person, so they constructed weirdly prosthetic facial features, so they look the same. They look like they're the same person. Why they have to be so literal? Why couldn't they just say, this guy's 30 years older than he is, but that's him in the future? That's what they would do in a play. Would that be so hard? Whatever happened to the suspension of disbelief? Anyway, it means you have to watch two otherwise appealing actors with weirdly deformed faces for the entire length of the film. Still, Looper's not a bad science fiction film. Okay, Looper and Arbitrage both open today. Check your local listings. And two good movies, Lawrence Anyways and Rebel, both from Quebec that I recently reviewed, are now playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.